Life is full of awesome what ifs, and some not so much, like unexpected medical costs. That's why United Healthcare provides Health Protector Guard fixed indemnity insurance plans to supplement your primary plan and help manage out-of-pocket costs. Learn more at uh1.com.
There's never been a faster or easier way to start your weight loss journey than with PlushCare. PlushCare accepts most insurance plans and gives you online access to board-certified physicians who can prescribe FDA-approved weight loss medications like Wegovy and Zepbound for those who qualify. Take charge of your health and speak with a board-certified physician about a weight loss plan that's right for you. Get started today at PlushCare.com/weightloss. That's PlushCare.com/weightloss. PlushCare.com/weightloss.
Wow!
Nice!
Yeah!
What you're hearing are the sounds of people everywhere putting on Bombas socks, underwear, and T-shirts made from absurdly soft materials that feel like plush clouds. Yeah, that plush. And the best part? For every item you purchase, Bombas donates another to someone facing homelessness.
Bombas. Big comfort for everyone. Go to bombas.com/ACAST and use code ACAST for 20% off your first purchase. That's bombas.com/ACAST. Code ACAST.
All right, welcome. We got a college football podcast. I'm here with my comrade slash cousin, Andrew. How are you doing?
Sabotager also.
You know, it's fine. We'll get into it. Follow us at PSO Sports 1 on Twitter and Instagram and Pointless Sports Opinions on everything else. SeatGeek, we have a link in the description of all our, or in our bios. The link is in all of our bios. Good Lord. Click the link, takes you to the SeatGeek website, buy your tickets through it. There's some monster truck show coming here. We got the NHL All-Star game. We got any Blues game. Me and Andrew are going to SLU games. All you got to do is use it. Just use the link. It really helps. We got two football podcasts this week in honor of the playoffs beginning. We're very excited at PSO for playoff NFL. It's fun to watch Jameis throw 30 touchdowns and 30 interceptions and 5,000 yards, but I'm ready for some meaningful football.
I made a tweet about that literally minutes before overtime. I said, please give us the walk-off pick six, and it happened immediately. Fantastic.
Poetic. And I think that's it, right? Yeah, that's it. All right. So let's jump into it. The college football playoff happened this weekend, Andrew.
I mean, it happened.
It happened.
That's all we can really say.
What should we do here? Should we talk about the games first?
Yeah, we'll go into the games. We'll work our way to the elephant in the room. The big Shaq in the room.
No, let's talk about this first. So everyone knows who's in the playoff. Everyone knows this. They heard us last week talk about this.
Yeah.
LSU versus Oklahoma. Yep. Okay.
Peach Bowl in Atlanta.
Clemson versus Ohio State.
Fiesta Bowl, Arizona.
I have it in my brain. I'm like, I'm putting money on this. I do it every year. I'm trying to figure it out. So I'm thinking about it. I'm thinking about it all week. And then it comes a Saturday morning. I wake up, and I'm texting Andrew all morning. I'm like, I don't know what to do. I'm all over the board. I'm all over the board. And my first inkling, because I was gonna originally bet on somebody to win the whole thing.
Yeah.
And I was going to bet on Clemson. That was the first thing I was going to do ever. We traveled so far from this. We did so many somersaults. This is what I ended up doing.
Doesn't even make sense.
This is what I ended up doing.
Oh, my goodness.
Oklahoma was 13-point favorites by the time I took
this.
13-point
dogs.
13-point dogs by the time I took this. So it was Oklahoma plus 13.
You missed the 14.
I missed the 14 because I was debating it.
You missed the 14.
I was debating it with Andrew too long whether I should take it or not. So I missed the 14. Ultimately, in the end, did not matter a lick. So I end up taking Oklahoma plus 13, right? And I'm thinking, and I wanted to bet on the other game too. And I didn't even end up betting on somebody to win the whole thing. I didn't even do that. So I'm thinking, okay. And this is the game that I had no clue where to go because I thought they were both really good teams,
yeah.
Clemson, Ohio State. And originally, what was the line?
I think Clemson by a
two?
Field goal, 2.5 field goal.
Two and a half. It was something.
Nothing more than that.
It was something. So what I end up doing is putting this game in a teaser, but I didn't know which team to bet on. This was the biggest thing all morning. I was like, do I bet Clemson? Do I bet Ohio State? I didn't know. I literally went back and forth.
You're like asking me, how good's Clemson against dual threats?
Yes.
And I'm like, they've won 28 in a row. There's probably some dual threats in there. But
yeah, they're good against everyone, basically, is what you said to me. So I'm like, okay, I'm just going to take wherever I can get more points. because I figured the games would be close.
Yeah.
So this is what I end up doing. Taking Oklahoma plus 13 and then teasing that, which if for people that aren't familiar with a teaser, it's just both of these things have to happen for in order for me to win the bet. So I had a teaser built with Oklahoma again, except this time I bought some points, so I had Oklahoma plus 20. Combined with Ohio State.
Yep.
By 8.5. And I had Ohio State plus 8.5. So if Oklahoma wins or Oklahoma loses by 20 or less, and Ohio State loses by 8.5 or less, then I win the bet.
Yeah. It seemed like a winner to me.
Neither of these things happened.
No, Ohio State did they lost by 6. So but that doesn't matter when the other half doesn't hit.
The other half did not hit. And it was over early. So let's start breaking this game down.
All right. So, Peach Bowl, LSU, Oklahoma.
You're very sad about it.
Well,
give me some life, Andrew. It was my money.
No, it's true. But, I mean, I did like Oklahoma to cover. I did say that.
Yeah.
But.
Plus 20.
I don't know. their biggest loss under Riley was like 11 points to Bama last year.
Yep.
I'm like, I just didn't think they're gonna get blown. I mean, it wasn't. I don't have like words.
Lost this game 63-28,
and
was not close.
Yeah. Joe Burrow was on pace for what, like 15 touchdowns and like 800 yards.
800 yards and 14 touchdowns. At the half.
Yeah, he threw 7 touchdowns in the first half.
In the first half, and 400 yards.
And we watched this together, sadly. It was basically watching that Titanic sink.
Yes.
It was just inevitable.
It was tragic. it was unbelievably tragic. And then there's this one play where Oklahoma's got too many guys on the field. And I have it on my Twitter.
That was hilarious.
He starts sprinting off the field. He's in the backfield.
For some reason, Oklahoma decided to sub the opposite corner from their sideline while LSU's on the one, like going hurry up.
Joe Burrow's about to snap the ball, and there's an Oklahoma player basically in his backfield. And
I don't know why he didn't just tackle.
That was
or run into a guy and get encroachment.
That was the story of the entire day for Caleb's gambling.
You were looking at your phone. I just said, "Oh, that's not good." And he looked up and just started laughing as he's sprinting off the field.
It was absolutely ridiculous.
And the thing with Burrow was, like, I don't want to say like it wasn't impressive, but like everyone was just wide open.
Yeah,
he made a couple really good throws, but everything else was just him in the pocket
and then
just putting it on the money. I'm like, what
was
the
it the second touchdown
on?
Where he scrambled to the left and found?
Yeah,
I think
that was,
it,
a really
was it Jefferson.
Good
yeah,
he had 4 of them, so yeah, it might have been Jefferson.
Yeah,
Jefferson had 4 touchdowns in the first. He had 4 of the first 5 touchdowns. Burrow ran it another. He's at 55 passing touchdowns this year.
He actually overthrew him for another one. Actually.
Oh yeah.
So he could add 5.
Yeah. It was 49-14 at the half. I thought Oklahoma was going to be able to run the ball, and they kind of did. Like, their most successful plays was Hurts keepers on, like, options.
Early in the game, absolutely.
And then, like...
And when I say early, I mean
like
early. Because this game was over by the 7th minute of the game.
Well, you know it's bad when they went 3 and out, and then he shanked the punt?
Yes. Oh, my God. It was horrible. And I knew. I think I even said... I said, that's going to set the tone for the entire day, isn't it?
And even, like, Hurts wasn't that. It was just, everything was just off.
It was bad.
I don't even know, like, I wouldn't even say they were unprepared. It was just, it wasn't even a competition.
You said this was, worst case scenario was not even this bad.
No, it was not. I thought worst case scenario was, like, a 24-point loss or something like that.
Yeah. You were right. Hurts, that was the only thing working. Was even the Hurts keepers.
But it was at the point where you couldn't even do
that. They couldn't do it.
Well, they brought out the whole playbook. That one trick play, the guy was open, and then the safety made
it
like the greatest play I've ever seen.
Oh, are you talking about,
the double pass?
Where the interception.
Yeah.
Oh, my God. Yeah, that was absurd.
That's when that was like the nail in the coffin.
Yes,
I'm just like,
unfortunately.
Oh,
and that was
goodness.
In the first quarter.
And then, like, Oklahoma scored to make it, I think it was 35-14. So, like, it was still alive.
Unfortunately.
And then... Moss is open by like 23 yards. It was the most open touchdown I think I've ever seen.
Yep. Terrible defense.
So final score is 63-28.
And as we said, Oklahoma was down so big the whole game. they couldn't do anything.
We just like turned. We left. We stopped watching. Leave.
Yeah, we left at the end of the third quarter. We were like, yeah, done, done for this.
We left whenever Joe Burrow ran one in. We're like, he's running him in now. That's enough.
Yeah, for his 16th
lesson one. Game. Just don't bend against the Heisman winner, even though the Heisman right winners
the world,
have
dude.
The Heisman. So, yeah. So somehow we ended up betting against the Heisman winner and the defending national champs who've won 28 games in a row.
Yes. And then what was the stat we looked up, the double-digit favorites? They always cover.
They always win. They've always won big except Ohio State, the Zeke Elliott, Cardale Jones, Buckeyes, and then I think that's it.
So don't bet against the Heisman winner, especially the biggest landslide in Heisman history. Don't bet against him. That's my big take from the day.
The thing that just disappoints me... Even though, I didn't put any money on this. Not a better. But I said on the podcast, I did say Oklahoma, I liked them to cover. But, like, I thought LSU would win for sure. But I said if you're going to pick a team to win at all, I'd pick Clemson. And then somehow we ended up taking points at Ohio. So did you actually take the Ohio State money line that night?
So that's another thing.
Did that actually
happen?
Me
and Andrew basically spent this. We watched both these games together. So we leave his house. We were watching the first game at his house, and we go to my sister's birthday party, which is at Dave & Buster's, which we'll obviously have the game on.
Well, the TV went out for a little bit. That was
funny. It did. They lost the signal.
And then all of a sudden, Clemson started coming back. It was like the Super Bowl where the power went out.
It's almost catastrophic. And me, being a sore loser that I am, I didn't want to be out for the night. So I end up spontaneously taking the Ohio State money line.
It looked good for a little bit.
Up, what was it, 16-0, 14-0?
I think it was... I think it was 16, 16
up 16-0.
Like mid-second quarter.
Trevor Lawrence runs for a 67-yard touchdown.
Well, he gets the targeting call.
Yep.
And all of a sudden, he just wakes up.
And that's another thing. I got to watch Ohio State get reamed by the refs this whole game.
Well, I mean, you could say that, but they settled for 3 field goals.
You're right. It's not their fault.
Yes, the Justin Ross play where he fumbled, and then like that shouldn't have been overturned. Even if it was called on the field an incompletion, I think that should have stayed whatever it was.
Yep.
But, like, they had chances to win. They had, I think...
100% they did.
They punted on Clemson's, like, 39, and then Clemson drove down the field on 4 plays, like, 95 yards, like it was nothing.
Clemson took care of business, truly.
Lawrence is really good. That rushing touchdown was incredible. Yep. ETN, that guy.
Yep.
I don't know if he's, like, a pro back or what, but the ball gets into his hands, and he's explosive. Like, that screen pass he had...
Mm-hmm.
A guy, like, grabbed his jersey, and he just, like, shrugged it off
and
sprinted by everybody.
The tackling was bad. I feel like that's a college football theme.
Yeah.
The tackling was bad in the LSU game, too. Oklahoma couldn't tackle anybody.
No. Well, they had to get near him to tackle.
Yeah, that's true.
Yeah, so that didn't happen. Another thing about that LSU game, they didn't even have Edwards-Helaire. They had that one
Well, they had him. Emergency.
Oh, yeah, the emergency guy.
Emergencies
he came in for
only.
Two plays, and then he got... concussed
he
on
got
a target
blown up for no reason
on a horrible
how did we not even talk about that
yeah I forgot about
44
that.
For the Sooners below Burrow's scrambling out of the pocket or he's rolling right or whatever that happened
just blows
Burrow
up
has like a clean angle and 44 for Oklahoma just blows up Edwards-Helaire while Joe
Burrow
is currently running past him so he just targeted the shit out of Edwards-Helaire for no reason.
My favorite thing about that, then they show Lincoln Riley talking to him. He's like, yeah, I'll be in Dallas Monday also, so this don't matter. Don't worry about this.
I'll be working for Jerry soon.
Yeah. I don't know if that's going to happen, but that'd be interesting. Justin Fields, he had some grit to him. He was battling that knee injury. He was good. He threw that pick at the end that was heartbreaking.
Not great.
Heartbreaking for you, but...
Yeah.
Little miscommunication, him and Olave, but I don't know. He was good. They're going to be back here next year.
I think so.
I think these two teams will be back. I don't know about the other two.
I hope they play each other again. That'd be amazing.
I think they will. But again, we came in like knowing there's 3 good teams, and then somehow we put money on the 4th team.
See, you think about it after the fact. Just the logic
just, why don't I say it out loud?
Doesn't
like,
stick together.
Like, I literally said, if you're going to pick a team to win, I'd pick
Clemson.
Clemson.
And I was there with you. That was my gut.
Yeah.
And that's not what I did. But guess what, Andrew? We still have redemption here.
Oh, we got plenty of time. One last thing. Dobbins, he was really good in this game. He's going pro.
Going pro. How about it?
He's
a day 2 guy? Day one guy?
He might get day one. Okay. Day one. Depends who's there. You know?
I never can evaluate this well until I see what the experts say.
I saw until couple, other people I evaluate I saw a couple of them mocking him to the Titans because Henry's a free agent.
Interesting.
So I don't know if that's gonna, I don't know if that's gonna happen, but I think a team like Buffalo could use another running back, or I don't know. We're getting too. We'll stick to the tragedy of this playoffs.
Yes.
So yeah, this was only the third good semifinal game in 6 years. So every 2 years we get one good semifinal game.
Yeah.
We had that the Bama Ohio State game, the very first playoff that set the tone. Then we had the Baker Mayfield Georgia game, which was one of the best games.
Pretty good. Yeah.
That game was awesome. And then this one was a really good game. Even though I said something like I'm done getting hyped for the playoff because it was 16-0 Ohio State. I thought they're gonna roll them.
Yeah.
Thank God it got close.
Yep.
So congrats to Clemson. First opponent they played all year worth anything.
Yeah,
so.
And they beat them.
But now it's all the marbles. They go to LSU. It's basically a road game in New Orleans.
Yeah, that's
in the
sucks.
Superdome.
How did this happen?
Well, I mean, the championship's like in like six cities. It's bound to happen.
Yeah.
Like Georgia had it in their building.
Yeah.
Like Atlanta a couple years ago. They ended up losing to Alabama. But I think I saw somehow – this is the fourth year LSU's played in New Orleans for a championship since, like, the BCS started.
Oh, wow.
They're 2-1 or something. I don't know if that – I caught that at the end of the LSU – when they were just rolling through.
It's rigged.
Dumb stats in the LSU-Oklahoma game because it was a 40-point game. But LSU's favored by 5.5. I don't know if that's changed.
They are.
I saw that, like – I think that was Saturday night when I typed this up. I saw that.
Oh, man.
Yeah, so
– I got to bet on this.
Over-under 69.5. I'm not giving you any. I'm done.
I'm taking LSU if it's. Or I'm sorry. I'm taking Clemson if it's 5.5.
That'd be my guess.
We have to do this, Andrew.
I don't want to say
we have to do this together. Yeah, redemption story.
Now, there's a lot of matchups here that could be interesting. So, of course, you have the quarterback matchup: Joe Burrow, Trevor Lawrence, and this is probably the only guy that you can even make a case, like. I don't know if I want to say, like, Lawrence is better than Burrow, but, like, I mean, Burrow's playing better. But like,
yeah, Burrow's been awesome this year.
Yeah, there's
but
nothing else.
The lore of Trevor Lawrence has long existed.
I mean, he hasn't lost.
Yeah, he has literally not lost.
He has not lost.
Yeah.
He's had very few close games. That was the closest game I think he's been in. I don't.
What about the UNC game? They won by one.
Yeah, but he didn't have to come back.
Yeah, I guess you're right.
I think it was 14-7 UNC, and then UNC had to go for two for the win, or they went for two for the win. Like, he didn't have to drive him down the field.
Yeah.
And he did it with ease, which is great to see out of him. But
it's going to be good.
So that's an awesome matchup.
Some beautiful quarterback play coming soon.
Now, these defenses, I don't know. Like, I don't even know how to evaluate anything anymore after what happened this last weekend. But so you have Jefferson and Chase, the receivers for LSU. Chase didn't jack all, but he didn't need to do anything.
Yeah.
I think he had two catches for like 16 yards.
He had the
Blitnikoff winner. Yeah, they had a straight handoff to him in the backfield. I'm like, this
on
is
third down, guess what? Converted.
Everything converted.
Actually, I don't know if that's true.
It
just seemed like on every third down they were getting it. They were just converting every
just,
single
thing. It was just unreal.
It was like Madden on rookie. That's really what it was. They were just tearing him limb from limb.
Yeah, so you got that receiver duo, T. Higgins and Justin Ross for Clemson. Higgins got banged up or something. I didn't see what happened because we were, like, watching in and out of this game. And then Grant Delpit, Isaiah Simmons, that's the two defensive stars for each team. I think it's just going to come down to the best players in these games. I don't know if it's even coaching or what. I just think it's going to come down to someone making a big play, one of their stars, one of these high draft picks, recruits. I think that's just what it's going to come down to.
If Clemson grabs this, man.
Yeah, it would.
That would be absurd.
Two straight national championships.
Trevor Lawrence going for the three-peat next year. That would be crazy shit.
That'd be, he just goes pro, number one pick, wins three national, doesn't lose.
Oh, my God.
I mean, it is the ACC.
So it has to
happen. It is the ACC, but still.
Like, he has to lose, right?
But you got to.
I don't know. Keep going. Keep breaking it down.
I'm trying. I don't know what I really don't. I'm just kind of mumbling right now.
Edo.
Yeah, then you have Edo, Sweeney.
Versus Dabo.
Even though I don't even know what, like, These guys are more motivators than X's and O's. They have really good assistants.
Guess what? It works.
Oh, no, I'm not. That's not a shot at that. I'm just saying, like.
100%. I'm just saying.
Yeah, I'm just saying, like.
It's working. All you motivators.
The bigger
out there.
Coaching matchup is Brent Venables on defense for Clemson. Figuring out a way to stop LSU's offense.
Yeah.
They have the personnel to do it. If they had last year's defensive line, which had like six pros or something,
yeah,
that would help. But they have the guys to stop LSU. Well, not they're not scoring 63. Like, if there's one thing, LSU's not scoring 63. Yep. That will not happen.
I agree.
So that's my bold prediction. There you go. LSU's not scoring
60. Not scoring 63.
They'll not score 63. If I were to predict a score, I'll take Clemson close. 33-31. LSU misses a 2-point to try to tie it late.
Okay. You're always drawing out the dramatics.
I just think this game's going to come down to it.
I hope it does. I hope it's good.
We need this championship to live up to it. We had the dud last year with Clemson and Alabama.
Yep.
But the year before that, we had like the Deshaun Watson magic going on. That was always fun. But Clemson, if they win, that's their third title in the playoff era.
Yep. Man. That's absurd. How many years have we had the playoff era?
This is the sixth year, I believe.
Yeah, so they won half.
So that'd be Ohio State with one, Alabama with two, Clemson with three.
Wow.
Yeah.
That's absurd. Bad week for what we're about to talk about, the eight-team truthers.
Yeah. So this comes up. First of all, also the other one is the Oklahoma shouldn't be allowed in the playoff. Who else would you want in there?
Let's just stop. We don't have to.
Like, the committee
that.
Said they were deciding the fourth spot between Oklahoma and Georgia.
Yeah.
Georgia got beat by like 30 that week by LSU.
Yep.
Like, again, it's like what happened last year at Notre Dame. They're like, Notre Dame shouldn't be. I'm like, why are we making all this criteria now? Like,
yeah.
I don't know. Those were the four. No one had an argument that like those weren't the four best teams. This is what happens when you have.
Or the four most deserving.
Well, I guess. But like, what I'm trying to say is like, we had three good teams this year, and someone had to be the fourth team.
Uh-huh. I agree.
There's not many years.
I don't think it mattered.
There's not many years where there's four teams that can win the national championship. I know it sounds crazy to people. They're like, we have to let all these other schools have a chance. No, you don't.
Yeah.
That's what happens in, like, you have the NBA, you have more than half the league gets in the playoff.
Yeah.
There's four teams that can win the championship every year.
Yeah.
You don't
Sometimes
need
less.
You don't need all this. So this would be the mock 18 play. I saw this on Twitter. I just threw up in my mouth. So LSU would be the one. Ohio State comes to Oklahoma, whatever. They have Georgia as the five. Oregon is the six. They get in because they won their conference. Memphis is the eight. Congrats to Memphis. You'd lose by – if Oklahoma lost 63-28, Memphis couldn't stop Penn State running the ball. I can only imagine what would happen.
Joe Burrow.
And then the seventh spot, we'd be debating between Baylor, Wisconsin, and Florida. They're all good teams, but they shouldn't have a shot at the national championship. It's the dumbest thing ever.
It's a bad week for it. I was an eight-team truther. I'm just going to shut up until they start getting
There's been three competitive semifinal games.
Yeah, I'm just going to shut up until there starts being more competitive
and
semifinal games.
And it's going to happen because it's going to get more money.
Yeah.
And there'll be no upsets. It'll just be the four. Maybe the five wins 1 year or something.
Yeah.
I don't know. The eight's never beaten the one. The seven will never beat the two.
Yeah.
Because they'll be hosted on campuses. So, like, LSU would host Memphis.
Right.
Or Ohio State would host Wisconsin, like even though they just played twice. I don't know. It's dumb. We moved the gambling talk up earlier, so we can skip over that. I planned that after the
Okay.
Yeah, you went right off the bat with it. So that's pretty much all the playoff stuff. College football does have a lot of bowl games. I've been very uninterested in a lot of them start or good games after the playoffs. Like tonight, Virginia and Florida are playing. That's
going on behind us.
Yeah, that's like all the big bowl games happen after. I don't know why or what they try to do to schedule all this crap, but
it's all money.
I mean, like, shouldn't the semifinals be like always New Year's Day or something? Like, why can't they figure this out?
I don't know. I don't have the answer.
The one year they're like, let's do it on New Year's Eve, and no one watched a game because they were all at work.
Because it's on New Year's Eve.
Okay.
Why would we watch?
It was
anything?
Like a Tuesday. I'm like, what are you guys doing?
I remember Cowherd that year was talking about. He said you put events on TV on the only day every year people don't want to sit on their couch and watch TV. It's like, all right, come on.
So there's some other games going on. Las Vegas Bowl. Washington destroys Boise 38-7. Chris Peterson, swan song, goes out, retiring, or he's moving to like a different position, the Washington front office. Fitting he beats Boise on his way out.
Whooped up on him.
Jacob Eason, he's going pro. Georgia transfer. probably a late first round guy, which means he'll go in like the top 15 because that's how quarterbacks get evaluated.
Yep.
So there's that. We're going to run through these. Independence Bowl. Miami loses 14-0 to Louisiana Tech. The U. The U.
Bad day for the U.
The U. We've hit rock. I don't know what. Maybe it keeps going. Maybe this isn't rock bottom. They have
it's
lost.
It's not? They have Louisiana Tech?
Well, I thought FIU was rock bottom like 5 weeks ago, and they lost to Florida International.
Oh,
they lost to 3-9 Georgia Tech, 5-7 Duke, FIU, and Louisiana Tech.
Jesus.
Congratulations, Miami. They have no good quarterback. It's Tate Martell's not good.
Yeah, what about Tate?
The Williams guy I can't think. Jaren Williams, he's not good. That program's a mess. I don't know who's
good luck.
I don't know who would even want. I don't know. Somehow you don't even have to leave your state to recruit.
Yeah,
and they can't like put together a good team. I don't know. The Military Bowl, North Carolina, one of the good watches this year. Sam Howell.
How about this kid, the true freshman?
This guy's awesome. True freshman. He comes in with Mac Brown. Throws 38 touchdowns, 7 picks. He threw 3 this week against Temple. 55-13 win. They got a top 20 recruiting class next year at North Carolina. Mac Brown getting things done in an ACC that is begging to have a good second team.
Yeah.
Maybe they step up and do it in the next couple years.
Maybe.
They open next year at UCF and against Auburn. So they have
– let's go.
They have some games that they can really make
a
case.
Give Clemson some competition.
And there was that one stat I sent you. Howell had like 38 – he's at 38 touchdowns or whatever.
Yeah.
And like he's only behind – Winston's Heisman year,
mm-hmm.
and then like one of Watson's 2 years. He's like the greatest quarterback I've seen in college.
Yeah.
So that's incredible company to be in. And they had like 6 losses all by 7 points or less or something. Like they're probably a lot better than what they are. So
mm-hmm.
that's Mac Brown. That's when you have a good coach.
Right.
I know that he's doing. The Cotton Bowl happened earlier on the playoff day, a game that we probably should have put money on this game.
Yeah, and the Notre Dame game. You got that in here? Okay,
yeah,
we'll talk about that.
We got Notre Dame coming up. So Penn State, they rolled Memphis. You sent me stuff about Journey Brown running over Memphis.
Yeah, that was crazy.
They had
they couldn't tackle him.
They had 400 yards rushing, 5 touchdowns. Yeah, there's Memphis.
Feels bad.
There's Memphis. Your group of 5 bid into the playoff, just getting rolled by the third best team in the Big Ten. So congrats to them. They had a good year, though. Memphis, they had like... 2 losses. I think they lost to Temple and then Penn State. So, congrats to them. You get the group of 5 bid and get stomped. This is like what happens every year.
You didn't even have to go to the playoff to get killed.
Yeah. So, in 4 years, whenever Louisiana Lafayette gets the bid and gets stomped by Alabama in the first round.
Oh, God.
I just can't wait
to
that. The other game that day, and I texted you. I said, I really like Notre Dame -3.
I think we talked about it on the podcast, maybe.
I might have. But I'm like,
I remember you mentioning it.
Notre Dame was 10-2. They are 2 losses. They didn't show up against Michigan in the rain, and they almost beat Georgia in Athens. Iowa State was 7-5, and they were only a 3-point favorite.
Yeah, we missed it.
I missed it, and for some reason I didn't think about it again. They won 33-9. This game was not competitive.
We missed it.
Yeah. Ian Bookie's coming back senior year.
We got an Elite 11 guy coming in too, Drew Pine.
Drew Pine, yeah.
He's looking pretty good. I'm excited for him.
Notre Dame, they're 10-2 every year.
Yeah, I mean, it's pretty fun.
Besides the one Kaiser year.
Yeah,
that was
a rough season.
But they should be good next year. He needs 10 wins next year to become Notre Dame's top wins leader.
Wow.
How about that?
Who holds the spot?
It was like a 3-way tie. The only name I recognized was Brady Quinn,
I think.
So,
I figured
that was probably some guy from the 80s or 60s or something like that.
I figured Brady be in there.
Yeah. So you're making fun of me of how I make all these betting picks on the podcast, and I don't actually bet.
Yeah.
So here's 5 picks for you for these other bowl games. I was going to put Florida on here. I think they're getting 14-point favorites against Virginia, and I don't know how that's going on. It's going on right now. But Kyle Trask, I like that guy a lot.
Yeah.
Might make some noise next year in the SEC. So Arizona State, 4-point favorite with Florida State.
You play to win the game.
First, Herm Edwards.
Planning for your next trip?
Elevate your travel style with Quince.
Quince has all the jet-setting essentials you'll want for your next getaway, like European linen, premium luggage options, buttery soft Italian leather bags, and so much more. And it's all priced at 50 to 80% less than similar brands. Plus, Quince only works with factories that use safe and ethical manufacturing practices. Pack your bags with high-quality essentials you'll be wearing for vacations to come with Quince. Go to quince.com/pack for free shipping and 365-day returns.
Burrow's furniture is built for the way you live. From ensuring easy assembly and disassembly to honoring highly requested new colors for their award-winning seating, they always have their customers in mind. Their modular seating is made out of durable materials to last and grow with you. And with Burrow, you always get fast, free shipping. Get up to 60% off during Burrow's Memorial Day sale at burrow.com/ACAST. That's burrow.com/ACAST. burrow.com/ACAST.
You can't bet against Herm Edwards. Second of all, Florida State fired their coach.
Yeah.
So they're on a new coach. That's a whole
situation.
That's one thing you look at if you're betting bowl games. If a team loses a coach, hit that.
Yep.
But usually, you usually do something with that.
So you're telling me to bet on Herm Edwards.
Oh, yeah. Okay. I think they'll win this game.
Okay.
Also, I saw something that if Florida State loses, it'll be the first time since Florida State started playing football that them, Nebraska, and Miami all had losing seasons.
Wow.
Yeah, so three historically programs that are
interesting
falling apart. And it was like since Florida State started playing like the mid-50s or something. So that's, yeah, that's how things have fallen in Tallahassee. Even though Mike Norvell, he should figure things out. It's Florida State. You should be able to be top 25 every year there.
Again, you don't have to leave the state.
Yeah.
What is with these Florida teams?
I don't know.
Can't get it together.
Freaking UCF is like the best.
Yeah, is dominating.
Yeah. Well, this year they were not very good. But Alabama, I think this is the Outback Bowl or the one of the Citrus Bowl.
Is it -7 now?
What was it?
I think it was 5, wasn't it?
Really?
I thought so. Isn't that what I sent to you? 5.5?
I don't know. I did this a couple days ago. I don't know.
Now it's 7.
I thought it was 7. My bad. If it's not. Whatever. I think Alabama's going to blow out Michigan.
Interesting.
The narrative is like Alabama doesn't show up for these games, you know, because it's not for the playoff or whatever.
Yeah.
But
Mac Jones
needs to make a statement. So
yeah, he can do it.
Yeah. I like there are two. Well, that's
what
he
wants to prove.
Two is leaving. I don't know why. There's like buzz he might come back.
Yeah.
I'm like, there's no need for that. He's going to go like in the top 10. So
yeah.
I think they're going to roll Michigan. I don't know how they get up for this game. I really don't. Their last time out there, they got nuked by Ohio State.
Yeah.
So Oregon, Rose Bowl, Wisconsin. This should be a really good game. I think Oregon would win. They're 3-point underdogs. I like them to win.
Underdogs, and they're ranked higher.
Yeah.
It's always odd to see.
Well, Wisconsin, they're a team that runs the ball well. Jonathan Taylor, they play good defense. Mm-hmm. They had like 5 shutouts this year or something like that.
Jonathan Taylor could also light the world on fire in this game because he's going
That's true.
He's going pro.
That's true, but
ooh,
Oregon.
Could he sit? Is there much of that this year? The sitting guys going to the draft?
I think some of like a few guys from Miami did.
I feel like I haven't heard about it.
I don't.
Normally, that's a big issue.
Yeah, I don't think so. Actually, the more I mean, there might be some minor ones, but like, I think most of the guys are playing. That's good to see. Yeah, but Oregon plays physical. They bullied Utah, a team that prides himself on physicality and line of scrimmage play. They pushed them around in the Pac-12 championship. I think they'll take care of Wisconsin.
Where's Herbig get picked in the draft?
Oh, he's top 10. He's a quarterback.
Okay.
He'll go top 10.
Higher or lower than, what's his butt? Eason.
Oh, he'll go higher than Eason for sure.
Okay.
There's 3 definitive guys, Burrow to Herbert. Now, Burrow will probably go 1.
Yep. He has to.
Yeah. Even though I thought about the idea of them taking Young and then sucking another year to get Trevor Lawrence.
Interesting, but.
But when the guy's there.
Yeah.
You gotta
don't do
take.
It. Don't do it.
And he threw 7 touchdowns literally like 3 hours after I thought about it. I'm like maybe Chase.
Once again, your gut is betting against Joe Burrow. It's a bad reaction.
I don't know. This.
Anyway.
I've like fallen apart about college football these last. I've watched not very many. I watched a lot of bowl games Saturday. I watched the Notre Dame game, watched Penn State game. I watched a couple today. But before that, I've barely watched anything. I was just not interested into it. Sugar Bowl, Georgia Baylor. Georgia 5-point favorites. I don't know if there's gonna be a lot of points in this one.
Georgia can't score. What's the most points they've scored this year? I'm gonna look it up.
I think they played Georgia Tech and scored 40.
You can keep talking. Okay.
I think they scored Georgia Tech and played Georgia Tech scored 40. Besides that, I think they scored 24 on Florida.
Oh.
Like they're But their defense played, besides the LSU game, which everyone's getting lit up by LSU, their defense is really good.
Everyone's getting lit up by LSU.
I don't think Baylor scores more than
they won 52 against Georgia Tech.
Okay, but Georgia Tech's 3-9.
And 43 against Tennessee.
Okay, that's...
And here's the kicker. 63 against Murray State.
OVC.
So they've scored some points.
Yeah.
But,
you know. I don't think Baylor scores more than like 17 this game.
Yeah.
Especially if Matt Rhule ends up looking at New York or Cleveland or whatever, some open spot. I mean, he's not going to leave before the bowl game. That's not going to...
Yeah.
But, like, there's always some distraction if that stuff happens. Georgia got whooped last year by Texas. I think they're going to try to make a statement and be like, all right, we're Georgia. You guys are the Big 12. Like, they played in the Sugar Bowl last year. Texas, the we're back, the famous. Somehow this gets brought up every time.
We're back.
Yeah, back to 7-5. Yeah, but I think Georgia will win comfortably, probably like something like 24-10, something like that, low scoring. And then Auburn, I added this one on here. I had someone else. I don't even remember who it was. But I looked at LSU's schedule. Somehow Auburn held LSU to 23 points. And they played Minnesota. So, sorry, Minnesota, you had a funny year. I think Auburn's going to blow you out.
Oh, wow.
Just thinking about that defense, I'm like, how the heck do these guys hold Joe Burrow to 23 points?
Bo Nix?
On the road at LSU. It was 23-20. I think they scored late to make it. It was like 23-13. They scored late. But still, I'm like, Alabama get 46.
Yeah, for real.
Georgia get 40. Oklahoma 60. I don't know. That effort alone, I'm just like, all right, let's be smart here. SEC team against Minnesota.
Yeah.
That has like 45-7 potential.
Oh, man.
He just gets rain off the train tracks. You don't know what's going on.
Jesus.
DJ Fleck, row the boat. They're fun, though. I like them. So, like I do every week, well, I might not be on here in a while. The season's coming to an end, and I lost you some money this weekend.
It's fine.
So we got some.
I'm getting over it.
We need
redemption. We need redemption,
redemption
in the championship game.
The redemption story is bet the game before the playoffs, the Notre Dame -3.
Yeah.
Which was the bet of the year that I just overlooked. So I listened to your NFL podcast last week.
Really good.
I liked it. Listened at work today. In Chase's bullshit or give it to me.
You like that?
That's pretty funny. I like that. One of them, my guy Drew Locke, you guys are talking about.
Yeah.
Wild card team next year. I haven't bet anything ever in my life. My first bet might be the over on Denver wins next year.
Oh my God. You don't even know what it is.
It would be 7.5.
How do you know?
Well, because what's it going to be then? 6.5?
I don't know.
They'll win 7 games next
year. You might be right. Okay.
I'm just saying, like,
I see the logic.
Well, if you look at Denver, is the only team in the NFL I try to watch every game for because Drew Locke. He's my guy.
Yeah, he's been great.
I've watched probably 96% of snaps he's taken since
high school.
Yeah, basically since he graduated high school. So they're really like I text you saying like I think they're like the 6th, 7th best team in the AFC. They missed the play.
You're ahead of me.
What? They went 2-2 against teams in the playoffs in the AFC.
Listen, this is
fine. They lost at the gun to Mitch Trubisky and the Bears on the crappy roughing the passer call. Lost to the Jags to a field goal at the gun. Lost to Adam Vinatieri kicking like a 53-yarder at the gun. And Brandon Allen blew a 23-0 lead at Minnesota. There's a world where they went 10-6 and they're playing at New England this weekend.
Oh, my God.
It was not that far-fetched.
You're right.
The wind blows, or they don't call the roughing the
passer.
You're
right.
I'm just saying that Joe Flacco threw the season so far off course.
Yeah.
And I'm not – I have this comparison for you. I never knew what to compare Locke to coming out, but I think I kind of hit it, and it's a different sport. You'll be like, okay, so listen. No, it makes sense. So Patrick Mahomes is like the Steph Curry.
Okay.
That's like the – you know how that's – he's like the Steph Curry's change the game.
I guess so.
I think Locke is like the Damian Lillard.
Okay.
You get this?
No.
He has the flashes. He's had plays where he has flashes of that Mahomes ability, but then he has plays you don't even notice like anything's there.
Okay.
Are you not buying this?
We've only seen him for a half a season.
Well, he's only been practicing for 6 weeks.
Yeah.
He came in 6 weeks of practice.
Or not he's even been great.
He had like a week and a half and then one – two games.
I just want to see the guy when guys get some film on.
Well, they got $60 million in cap space.
Get some film.
They're gonna pick 15 because their draft pick went from like 6 to 15 because they won 4 games. They got 7 picks in the first 4 rounds. They're good on defense. They got to re-sign Justin Simmons at safety.
I'm just saying, I'm not fully. You've got all the Drew Lock stock.
Well, I don't. I mean, I just think the team was really good, and they blew some games because they had poor quarterback play at the beginning of the year.
Yeah.
I just think like this could have been like the. I don't know who was the or who am I thinking of? Oh, the Ravens last year. Oh, Flacco. Yeah, Flacco.
The Ravens. Flacco's were, got a stink all the, over the place.
Ravens were like the Ravens were like 3-5 last year, and Lamar Jackson came in. It was just competent last year. He wasn't MVP yet. He was competent. He got him to the playoffs.
Yeah,
that should have happened this year with Denver, but Flacco sunk it too far.
Yeah,
I don't know. Like I think they're a wild card team next year. That's okay. All
right.
I'm not saying they're winning.
That's
the,
fair.
I'm not saying they're winning the Super
That's
Bowl.
That's totally fair.
I'm just saying.
I'm just not there with you yet.
You didn't like the Drew Lock, Damian Lillard.
I don't really get it. Is Drew Lock going to have a random run to the AFC title game and then be terrible the next year?
Probably.
Because that's what it's going on with Damian Lillard
right.
currently.
That sounds about right.
he can't buy a win. No, he's playing with Carmelo Anthony.
That could
Who's the NFL equivalent to Carmelo Anthony?
Carmelo, probably like Philip
Rivers.
Brett Favre? Philip Rivers. I think that's right on.
Philip Rivers. Oh,
I think
man.
That's right on.
Maybe. Is he
coming
back?
I can do these cross-sport comparisons.
Is he coming back?
Philip Rivers?
For the Chargers?
He can go like the Indy or something.
Maybe.
Chicago's
going to be in the market.
He needs to go indoors.
Think about this.
He needs to go indoors.
Wait. Do you have anything else you want to get off your chest first?
There's a few other things, but we can...
Think about this. Our guy Jameis. Chicago.
I don't like the cold weather.
Matt
he's
Nagy.
Been in Florida his whole
Matt
life.
Nagy.
Matt Nagy. Oh, my God.
Think about it. Just let it stew in there, okay?
Why don't they just draft a guy, then?
Go ahead. They should draft a guy.
I'm not just signing. Just dive into Winston.
I'm not going
to
sign.
You need to save Winston for somewhere. We need Winston on like the Patriots next year.
Oh, God.
All right. The second thing I took away from your podcast, Carson Wentz.
Yeah.
You guys gave a little slant. Not a bunch of
slant.
Not slander,
a ton.
But
we made up for it this week. You made me feel bad when you texted me this.
Well, I watched the Dallas game two weeks ago. Well, because they lost in Miami. They were 5-7. He played that Monday night game against Eli, where Eli turned back the clock for two deep balls to Darius Slayton, yeah, when Joe Tessitore blew up. And he led him down the field. They won the game in OT. Next week, they play Washington, does the same thing, leads him down the field. And he's throwing to freaking
nobody.
Here's
two
tight
ends.
The guy who
caught
passes yesterday. Dallas Goedert. Jay Perkins, I don't even remember the guy's name. Boston Scott, who's I think is actually pretty good. Deontay Burnett, Greg Ward, who played receiver or quarterback at Houston, and Robert Davis, who was not pictured on the fantasy app. That was the guys he was throwing to. These last four games, he's completing 68% of his passes, 300 yards a game, 7 touchdowns, no picks. Just some of the plays he's making. And these guys doesn't have a relationship with these guys. Yeah. I don't know if there's another quarterback in the league that could have did this over these last 4 weeks. Basically, you don't know any. I mean, he knows Goddard, but like you're not even taking reps with these guys.
Yeah,
they just showed up.
Basically, it's just bodies. There's bodies running out there.
Like, what do you think? What does he say in the huddle?
Yeah, I don't know.
Just do this.
Do you know the plays? Probably not.
they run like 5 plays, and he's just. I just think it's just remarkable what he did.
Yeah, he has been good.
Because they probably should have lost the game, and he just willed them to not losing.
Yeah, and now they're in the playoffs.
And I was just impressed by. He's just making plays, making throws.
And they have all the stink of upsetting Seattle in the first round. They have
favored.
All the stink.
I thought they're favored.
Well, they might be favored, but
it's like a pick 'em.
Are they favored just because they're at home?
Well, they're gonna go. Seattle's gonna go cross country. They already beat them.
True.
Seattle's gonna beat Philly twice. They're gonna beat Philly. All right, I'm gonna sound like Philly in that game.
Seattle by 1.5.
Okay. I don't know.
They have all the stink of winning a game when they're just bad.
Well, I feel like all these teams that get in at 8-8, 9-7 always find a way to win.
I know. That's what I'm saying. Some stupid shit always happens.
Every year they figure it out. All right, so there's my Carson Wentz. I have three other things. Actually, four other things I'm talking about real quick.
It's fine, dude. Just commandeer it. Just commandeer the podcast.
I just have to. I had all these ideas. I sit there and work
all
day.
We'll call this Andrew's Take Corner.
I sit there and work all day. I listen to this. I'm like, all these things start popping in my head. I'm like, all right, I got to talk about this. So NFL Coach of the Year. I think Brian Flores should win it. I don't think this is a hot take at all.
Okay. Chase said this earlier.
So he comes into Miami. They trade for Josh Rosen in the draft.
Yeah.
He gets there. He realizes Josh Rosen sucks. And he waits till 3 minutes that they get blown out by Baltimore. Unfortunately, they had to play Baltimore and New England. The first two of the top 5 teams lead the first 2 weeks they had to play them. They get blown out. So he's like, all right, so I have Ryan Fitzpatrick as my quarterback.
What was
now.
Happening? Guys were asking to be traded, like everybody. Guys weren't showing up or something.
So he
it
gets,
was like catastrophic.
One day they're like, all right, Laramie Tunsil, Kenny Stills are going to Houston.
Yeah, we're trading him.
Okay. Minkah Fitzpatrick is going to Pittsburgh. Okay.
Yeah.
Kenyon Drake, Arizona. Oh, my team's gone.
Gone.
My team is leaving me.
Ryan Fitzpatrick led them in rushing yards.
Yeah, the running backs, Patrick Laird, I think. I watch a ton
of... Is it Patrick Laird?
Is it even Patrick?
Something Laird.
It's P. Laird. That's what it says in the fantasy app. P. Laird.
Okay.
I don't even know who the guy is, and P. I watch Laird, a ton of college fair. Football. I never heard of the guy. And somehow they beat Philly this year. They won at Indianapolis. They beat New England. How many people thought they were going 0-16 after those first 2 weeks?
Yeah.
And they won five games.
We were thinking they might be one of the worst teams ever.
Yeah, they won five games, and they didn't even lose enough. They have the fifth pick. They're going to draft Tua.
Oh, man.
And they have two more first-round picks. And they got probably one of the better young coaches in the league.
Brian Flores, man. Shout out to you, dude.
I mean, it's going to be Harbaugh.
You think it's going to be Harbaugh?
No, I think actually it should be.
I think it's going to be Kyle Shanahan.
I was about to say, I think it's going to be Kyle Shanahan, because that team was the second pick last year. Granted, Jimmy Garoppolo was hurt, but that team had the second pick.
Yeah.
And now they're the one seed.
Yep.
And, there's my Brian Flores.
I like Brian Flores. Chase said this earlier.
So going forward, you have Brian Flores, Sean McDermott, and Bill Belichick in that division.
It's pretty good.
And then you have Adam Gase, who dissed Le'Veon Bell today.
Hates Le'Veon Bell with all of his passion.
That's a whole, Jesus.
What
Jets,
a leader.
The Jets are, poor Darnold. I feel sorry for that guy.
Darnold, 7-5 post-mono.
Yeah, he's pretty good.
How about that, dude?
He's pretty good.
Post-mono.
I like him. I don't know.
If only he never got mono.
I think I like Allen a bit more, but...
Interesting.
I'm an Allen guy. So, this other thing, the playoffs, they're obviously started. You had a big podcast, apparently.
Yes.
Who are you picking to meet in the Super Bowl? Because I have no clue.
I had the ones.
You just went straight 49ers, straight
Ravens.
Chalk.
But if I'm putting money on this, I don't know yet. So, I'm still considering all options. I feel good about the Niners. I feel good about the Ravens. And I feel good about the Chiefs.
The smart thing would be Frisco.
But guess what? The Patriots are plus 1,000.
I saw that. I said, that's ridiculous. I was.
They want us to do it.
Well, here's my two teams. I like Green Bay.
I knew you were going to say that.
I'm the only person.
Aaron Rodgers doesn't care if they win.
He doesn't play like it. It feels like the last Manning year where, like, everyone knows they suck.
They don't suck, though.
But, like, that's what I'm saying. Like, it's like, well, we want to play Green Bay. Like, how many teams? Like,
I don't know. They're a very weird team. I can't feel them out.
That's why I like it. Makes no sense. I have no idea what they're going to do. And I feel like they're going to be at home that second week. They're going to prepare 2 weeks for New Orleans because Minnesota is going to get stomped in that game. And New Orleans is going to go up there, and it's going to be 3 degrees.
Yeah, and Drew Brees, the thing about that is Drew Brees is terrible not in New Orleans.
Well, he's
and
not.
Especially if they're cold. If it's cold, that's
not he's fine
good.
In Tampa, or he's fine in Carolina. It's not Lambeau Field where you get hit, you hit.
I just don't like him outdoors at all.
I'm just saying, I think Green Bay is going to win that game. And then I just think Aaron Rodgers, you just get him to the AFC or the NFC Championship. I feel like he just gets the job done.
I guess we'll see.
Because it's...
Can they beat the AFC champion?
Well, he's my AFC champion. who do you think I'm going to say?
If you say the Tennessee Titans, I'm kicking your ass out
of here.
Why
would I say Tennessee? The team they're playing.
The Houston Texans.
New England.
Okay.
That's
fair.
I'll take it. I don't like New England. I'm not a fan of them. I'm just done betting against them. Or just doubting them. I'm just done with it.
That's fair.
I thought last year they had... Not as the signs weren't as glaring as this year, but everyone thought Chargers were going to roll in there, and they got stomped. Then I thought the Chiefs were going to blow them out. That I think I remember texting you. I'm like, I think the Chiefs are going to blow them out, and then Tom Brady just turns back the clock, beats them.
Yep.
I'm just done betting against them. I don't care. I think now they needed the bye game to be at home.
Yep.
But I think
can they go into Baltimore?
They won the Kansas City last year. They went to Kansas City last year.
Yeah.
The only place that he's historically struggled on the road is Denver in the playoffs.
So if they win, they play Kansas City, right?
Yeah. I think they can beat Kansas City. That game was close. when they played in Foxborough. But I think this game against Tennessee will actually help them more than a bye week because they get
– I think so, too,
they get more to figure. They have.
You're not a little scared of Tennessee?
No.
I'm a little scared of Tennessee.
Okay. This is – my friend said this. He's like, I like the Titans plus 5.5.
I'm just a little scared.
I just said – the Bill Belichick, Tom Brady era is not ending with Ryan Tannehill marching in to Foxborough and winning. Say it out loud. We did the same crap with Joe Burrow and Clemson this past weekend. Just say it out loud,
Caleb.
Say
it out loud.
Ryan Tannehill's going to walk into Foxborough and win. Yes. Okay.
All right.
That's
all right.
So I like Green Bay, New England make the Super Bowl. I don't.
Okay. Who wins?
I don't know.
Who wins?
So. I'll go Green Bay there.
Rodgers' second title.
I like Green Bay.
Okay.
There's
Luke, who wins the Super Bowl?
I just feel like, yeah.
I don't know.
You're not going to pick?
No.
All right, that's fine.
It won't be Minnesota. Pick. It won't be Buffalo or
right.
Tennessee. There
you're
you go.
Right about that.
You can eliminate those three.
I don't think it'll be Seattle either. But
probably not Seattle. And I know you like the Niners. I think Philly can beat them. I'm big on this.
Philly's not good though.
It sounds cliche, but they're
I think the Niners
they got
would
the heart
kill
of a,
them.
They got the heart of a champion. Those
I think
guys
they
don't
would
quit.
Kill them.
Those guys don't quit.
Yeah, but
Jimmy G. Hey, the last time we saw Kyle Shanahan in the playoff, 28-3 was born.
Yeah, I guess.
I'm just Jimmy G. First playoff game. You could say the same about Carson.
They don't even need Jimmy G. Jimmy G. is just out the guy out there handing the ball off.
Well, they're going to need him if they're down six late.
You're right, but how are they going to get down six late against Philly? I just don't see it.
We're saying the same thing.
I just don't see
Philly marched into Chicago and won.
All right. You'll look like a genius if you're right. I just don't see it.
All right. So there's Green Bay, New England.
Yep.
This last thing. We were talking about betting on the drive to Dave and Buster's, and I wanted to look up some Blues odds. The St. Louis Blues are like, I don't know if they're like the best team in sports right now. But if they win tomorrow night, New Year's Eve against Arizona, they'll have the second most wins in a calendar year in hockey history.
Holy crap.
And they're plus 160 to win the division that they're up like 9 points in. They're 4-1 to win the West, in which they own everybody, and they're 8-1 to win the Cup.
Wow.
I'm just saying it's a great time to be a Blues fan. If you live in St. Louis, watch the Blues. This is a team that's going to be good for like 5 years. It's just fun to watch.
I don't watch enough. I'm going on.
I know you're anti-hockey. I know.
I'm not anti-hockey at all. That's actually incorrect. I'm not anti-hockey at all. If hockey went on during the baseball season, I'd be the biggest hockey fan you know. But it doesn't. It goes on during NBA and NFL, and I can't wrap my head around all these things.
We have a different hierarchy. It goes college football, NFL, hockey for me.
Oh man,
you're like NBA, WNBA.
No,
high school basketball.
No. The NBA is the only basketball I consume at this point. Ask me to watch some college basketball. I'd rather sit in a room in the dark.
The Blues are just rolling, right? I mean,
so it's cool to see.
They've won 8 in a row right now as of December 30th. They have a 3-game road trip at Arizona, at Colorado, at Vegas. The second, third, and fourth place teams in the West. And if they win all three of these games, I don't know how they don't win the West. This sounds cocky, but.
They're very good.
I'm just this
weird
team,
stuff happens in hockey.
This team's ridiculous.
If I know anything about hockey,
I just don't see a team that's beaten this team in 7 games. That's all I got to say. All
right,
go Blues.
Good to know.
LGB. Vote David Perron in. We got
do it.
They had 3 All-Stars for some reason. David Perron wasn't one of them. Go vote him in, people.
The other day I saw he had as many points as Ovechkin or something like that.
He's been the best player this year.
That's
awesome.
Crazy.
That guy has done a complete 180 from what he was. And the last thing I want to talk about is Star Wars.
Okay.
I listened to what you guys talked about.
Yeah.
Star Wars is like it's the only movie I follow. It's the only, like, I'm not an Avengers guy or Marvel.
Okay.
So, like, this is the one movie I'll go see in theaters.
Not a Fast and Furious guy?
No. Fast and Furious. Get out of here. So, like, Star Wars is, like, probably, I mean, it's, like, my favorite thing to watch. And the movie is getting, like, hate. It's like, out of control for some reason.
It's like
the big thing to do is hate this movie. I thought the movie was really good.
I liked it. It was fine.
Like I
it
think
had some
it's
plot holes,
I think it's in the upper half of Star Wars movies.
Okay.
Like I thought it was the best one out of the three new ones.
I don't know. I liked the first one.
I thought the first one was just too similar to the fourth one, The New Hope.
I don't know. I liked the first one a lot. If you're judging them on the last three, I'd definitely say.
Okay. I mean, I don't.
That was fine. The best one. The Force Awakens.
And I just thought, like, you guys were talking about, well, basically, people are, like, saying it's, like, the worst Star Wars movie. The trilogy sucked.
Well,
the trilogy kind of sucked, but
the trilogy,
the one thing the trilogy nailed was the protagonist and the antagonist.
Yeah.
And that just elevates the whole thing.
Yeah.
Kylo Ren and Rey, that was, they carried all three movies. They were awesome. And basically anytime they're on screen.
Yeah.
Those two actors are awesome.
Yeah.
Daisy Ridley and Adam Driver.
I agree.
I just want to say the Star Wars hate's out of control.
Yeah.
I thought that
it normally is.
I thought the movie was pretty cool.
They've got one of the crazy fan bases, like Kobe fans or Beyonce fans.
But like,
or
the middle movie screwed everything up.
Yeah, it
the
did.
Guy botched it.
Ryan Johnson.
He just said screw whiff. That. He took it completely off course.
Yeah.
It's had fine. Like 33 things opened.
You watched The Mandalorian yet?
No, I gotta start watching
it. Just ended.
I wanted to wait until it all someone to watch it all at once.
Last episode was last week, I think.
Yeah. So that should be
phenomenal.
Cool. Should be cool to watch.
Phenomenal. And so, look forward to the Obi-Wan Kenobi miniseries.
Yeah, that should be fun.
That's going to be awesome, too. So
you think they're making more Star Wars, like...
100%.
Well, connected to this, or will be, like, something else?
I think they will.
I think
everybody
will.
Calls
it's
me
still,
crazy.
It's still opened up.
Everybody calls me crazy, and even they're saying they won't. I think they will.
They will.
I didn't think Palpatine was going to be alive. Guess what? He's alive.
Yeah, they should have.
Well, he was alive.
You guys said they should. They really should have hinted.
Yeah, 100%.
Well, Abrams, you can tell he had.
They should have, but they didn't know it was happening.
He had a vision for like 10 different things, and they all showed up in this movie. They just didn't show up in the middle movie. Why didn't they?
Because he didn't do the middle movie.
Why didn't they just have him do the middle movie? That's the dumbest thing ever.
I don't know. I don't have the answers.
The
I wish I did.
The middle movie's like not even part of the story.
I wish I did.
Oh, it's just so frustrating. It could have been so much better.
Yeah.
I'm just disappointed.
That's what I said. I think if they could redo the last two, I think they would.
They just ruined Kylo and Rey. Like they had.
I don't think they ruined them.
No, like they. It could
have
been
why
so
I like
much.
The movies.
It could have been like Luke Vader esque.
Yeah.
But the whole thing just got botched.
Because that's why I like the movies was them too.
Yeah.
And
they carried everything.
Yeah. So I don't know. Pro Star Wars would always.
What do you think
always.
About the Rey saying she's a Skywalker?
Yeah, it's fine. I don't have a lot of opinions about it.
I thought she should have just kept her name, just said I'm just Rey or something like that. I thought it'd be
Rey Palpatine.
No, just say,
let him know.
Just Rey.
I think it would have been funny if she said Rey Palpatine,
like Rey Solo.
Yeah.
I don't know. That's all my Star Wars stuff. Rey. I just had to say the stuff's out of control for people.
Yeah, it normally is.
I just don't understand people.
All right, is that it? Is that all we got?
Yeah. Let's take Clemson 33-31
okay.
over LSU.
I don't know who I'm picking yet. I'm sure we'll do another podcast and talk about how much money I lost.
Yeah, we'll do a post-national championship. We'll pick who's going to win the title next year and then
looking
lose money.
Forward.
Lose money on that.
Yes.
Jesus Christ. I'm just, college football has taken a nosedive this last month for me.
We'll get it back. We'll get it back. Spread the word.
Mom deserves the best, and there's no better place to shop for Mother's Day than Whole Foods Market. They're your destination for unbeatable savings, from premium gifts to show-stopping flowers and irresistible desserts. Start by saving 33% with Prime on all body care and candles. Then get a 15-stem bunch of tulips for just $9.99 each with Prime. Round out Mom's menu with festive rosé, irresistible berry chantilly cake, and more special treats. Come celebrate Mother's Day at Whole Foods Market.